Thank you so much for joining us on Global IQ Minute. Your Excellency, what policy changes might the United States anticipate if a candidate from the Freedom and Justice Party, which is affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, become Egypt's next president?
I think that we need to wait and see the results of the presidential elections and the ensuing composition of the new Egyptian government, and for the if the Freedom and Justice Party was to be successful in the presidential elections and also in forming a new government, I'm sure it will enter into a deep and constructive dialogue with the United States after having defining its foreign policy objectives and parameters. But having said that, I think everybody recognizes that there are already contacts, both by the U.S. Embassy in Egypt with the Freedom and Justice Party. The Freedom and Justice Party currently have a delegation in Washington, invited by Carnegie, but also taking the opportunity to seeing members of the current administration. So there is contacts from what I have personally extracted, that these contacts have been generally positive in reiterating the desire to maintain strong dialogue with the U.S. So I think it's a little premature to be able to pound on what the potential of a Freedom and Justice Party presidential success and government until that happens, until the party defines its foreign policy objectives.
Now, the announced candidate is the former party's deputy chairman, Khaled Al-Shatter, is that
yes.
correct? What can you tell us about him?
Khaled Al-Shatter is one of the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhoods. He was a deputy leader of the Brotherhood. He is a prominent businessman. He has been imprisoned during various stages of his life and involvement with the Brotherhood, generally well regarded as a successful entrepreneur and as an effective member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Has he traveled widely? Do you know?
I understand his business dealings has given him opportunity to travel in the region and beyond. I'm not quite certain as to the extent of those travels.
Looking back now, 1 year later, did the United States play a role in the Egyptian revolution, and was it positive or negative?
I doubt that the United States played any direct role in the revolution. This revolution was motivated primarily and exclusively by the desire of the Egyptian people to regain their freedom, their dignity, their call for social justice and a better form of government. And that was a indigenous movement that was able to garner wide support within the Egyptian population with the events of September the 25th and onwards. So it's a homegrown event, one that I think Egyptians can be proud of.
Yesterday, Israel charged that a rocket was fired from the Egyptian-controlled Sinai to Eilat, threatening Israel's in their resort city. Is this not a reason for us to question the longevity of the Israeli-Egypt peace accords?
There has been an official governmental denial as to the source of that rocket fire. And I think it was premature on the part of the Israelis without a full and thorough investigation that on this incident by the two sides to have made this allegation. I think it's necessary to be able to ascertain, and in the Egyptian denial it was indicated that it is very easily extracted where exactly this rocket fire came from. The region is heavily surveyed from the air and by satellites, and I think we would need to review all of this to make any such declaration. But there was an absolute denial, and this could have come out of any other location, might have come out of Gaza, but I don't want to speculate. I think we need to fully investigate the source But what I extracted of official Egyptian denial makes me confident that there has already been, on our part, a definitive conclusion that it did not come out of the
investigation. Good. Egyptian-American relations have certainly been complicated over the last 2 months over the legal charges against the representatives of three NGOs. What is the status of these charges now in the legal process?
Court proceedings continue. This whole issue has been transferred to the judicial system. We have every confidence that the judiciary will undertake its responsibility in a transparent and a professional manner to see to what degree there was any misconduct or to revise all the circumstances pertaining to the accusations, and we await the outcome of that trial.
Our audience today is members of the World Affairs Councils all over the country. You know they're frequent travelers. Tourism in Egypt is down, I believe, 65%. Is this a good time for members of the World Affairs Council to visit your country?
I think 65% was at the initial stages of the revolution. We are back up to a much more comfortable rate of tourism, although the volume is substantially up, especially in the coastal areas, Red Sea volume of visitors, but certainly there are a lot of good deals to be had, and thereby our revenues have still been suffering from a decrease of the usual values of the tourist industry. But I've just returned from Egypt, and it is safe. People are going around on about their business in the usual manner. Not to say that there aren't incidences here and there because of the fluidity and the security situation, but with normal precautionary measures that I suppose one would take anywhere, whether he was in somewhere in the U.S. in any of the major urban areas or in anywhere else in Europe, I think there's very little possibility of any unfortunate incidents. So it's a good time to go. It's safe. It's to a great degree, and there's a lot of opportunities for more relaxed enjoyment of many of the sites.
Your Excellency, I know you're looking at retirement in a few months, and let me just take this opportunity to thank you for your support of the World Affairs Councils, not just here in Dallas-Fort Worth, but I know you've been a frequent speaker at a number of them throughout the country.
Now, I want to thank the World Affairs Council for giving me this opportunity. I've relied on their membership and their organizational abilities, and their membership have always been posed insightful and pertinent questions, and I hope I've been helpful in maybe explaining some of the developments in Egypt before and after the revolution. And I believe the Council is a great organization that fosters understanding and cooperation between the United States and its various partners around the world, and it's an excellent job that you do.
Indeed, you have been. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.